Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
In confirmation hearings this week, Republicans on the Senate Judiciary Committee will try to poke holes in Supreme Court nominee Ketanji Brown Jackson's legal record. Some are expected to argue that in her 8 years on the district court in Washington, D.C., Jackson was too lenient on people convicted of possessing child pornography. Joe Slaughter is a former clerk of Judge Jackson's at the U.S. District Court for the District of Columbia and joins us now. Joe, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Celeste. Thanks so much for having me.
We want to hear about her process and her legal mind, but first let's deal with this criticism of child pornography cases. Republican Senator Josh Hawley claims in every single case of that kind that he could find, except for two, Judge Jackson, quote, went below the maximum, the minimum, and below what the government requested in sentencing. Now, an AP fact check says that is not so because the prosecutors themselves argued for lighter sentences. But what do you make of this criticism over her decisions on child pornography?
Well, Celeste, frankly, there's a word in English that I think aptly captures what I think of it. Unfortunately, it's not one that I can say on a family program. But apart from that, I would say the less said about this issue, the better. It's a non-issue as far as I'm concerned.
She has been a public defender. She will be the only, if confirmed, the only Supreme Court justice to serve in that role. She also will be one of the few people who has served on a sentencing commission, one of the few to serve on a district court. What will she bring to the court if she is confirmed?
Celeste, that's a great question. I think one of the unique things about Judge Jackson is that she has such a breadth of experience. She's been a clerk at every level of the federal judiciary, and she served as a trial court judge for nearly a decade, which is far more experience in sort of the trenches, with the exception of Justice Sotomayor. So I think that just the breadth of Judge Jackson's experience as a legal professional is going to be invaluable to her service on the court.
But as a public defender, she represented some of the detainees at Guantanamo Bay, and then in private practice, filed friend of the court briefs on behalf of groups that are opposed to President George W. Bush's detention policies. That's sure to come up during confirmation hearings. What can you tell us about her involvement in those cases and her thinking about them?
Very little, Celeste. I can tell you that as a judge, her philosophy is very much to take the facts and the law of every case individually and consider them carefully and come to what she believed the right decision was.
What about her process when she's deciding cases? What does that look like?
Judge Jackson is a absolutely brilliant person. In addition to that, she's incredibly meticulous. She doesn't cut corners. She has a deep, deep respect for intellectual and analytical honesty. When we would write opinions or prepare for hearings or trials, her style was to leave no stone unturned, make sure that she knew every detail of every case and every fact, and make sure that she was getting to the best outcome that she could.
What about her response when she is put under pressure or when there's pushback, as there sure is going to be during the confirmation hearings? How does she respond to that kind of pressure?
I think she's pretty unflappable, and I think she's seen it all and heard it all before and is perfectly positioned to go through these confirmation hearings.
And can you think back to something specific that you learned from her that you use regularly?
All of us of sort of a younger generation are used to doing all our legal research online. And she told us very early, always look at the books first, because if you look at the books, you can sort of get a sense of how a law is put together and that's something that stuck with me, and I teach, junior people in my practice the same thing.
Joe Slaughter clerked for Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson on the U.S. District Court for the District of Columbia. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Celeste. It was a pleasure.